This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. The SES have issued a flood warning for minor to moderate flooding for the lower Hunter River and Wallumbye Brook. What does this mean? Well, we sort of can figure that out, but the further details, Martin Gray, who's the community liaison officer for the Singleton SES unit, who did such a great job around July when we used to speak to him every 5 minutes, he's back after a bit of a rest. Hey, Martin, how are you going?
I'm not too bad, Darren. Thanks for getting in touch.
That's all right. So what does this mean? What does this flood watch mean for, say, people of Broke who are still trying to recover from what happened in July?
Well, at the moment, there's only a 75% chance of moderate to minor flooding. Now, at that level, we're not expecting isolation for any of the communities on the Wallumbye, let alone major flood impacts. What we are looking at is farm equipment, which is closer to the low-lying areas, will need to be moved. That's the issue. The SES is currently monitoring the Wallumbye. We have people who are locals to the Bulger and Broke region who will be looking at it, and we'll be keeping a close eye on the rainfalls, the river levels, and making sure nothing untoward happens without us knowing first.
Does that mean we've officially learnt the lessons from July, not to necessarily trust systems that were in place in the past?
Well, I can tell you that we were on the ground about 6 to 8 hours before the official flood warnings had come through. We were there in person, checking in person. We were there in person speaking to the locals who had been monitoring the rainfall and the rivers. And quite frankly, that's a lot more reliable than sitting on at a computer and looking at a gauge, which could be going wrong sometimes.
So with what you're saying, it doesn't sound like, for instance, the residents of Bulger or Broke need to worry about their houses flooding, but if they're more on a rural property that has equipment or whatever along the waterway, that they should take some preventive action now.
Yeah, so if you've got feed and livestock just on the river, now's probably a good time to move it. Because as we know at the moment, with the 100% soil saturation and the La Nina, there's going to be more rain and it's going to be going straight into the river.
So what sort of preparations have the Singleton SES made, or are you making to, I suppose, deal with what may come if it's worse than what's forecast?
Well, we have people who are on standby, ready to go out and check the these things in person. We're also in communication with the local community resilience teams. I was having a chat last week and earlier this week with the community resilience teams in Broke and Bulger, and we'll keep that up.
Great. I think that's one more. So what's your overall message to people along the Wallumbye Brook and the Lower Hunter River?
Well, the overall message is there is a possibility of minor to moderate flooding. As we know, it can get worse suddenly, but we're not expecting that. So what the people should be doing, if they have anything in low-lying areas, they should move it now, and they should monitor the messaging from the SES and watch the river for themselves, because if it changes, we'll be letting them know as soon as we know.
Thank you, mate. That's Martin Gray from the Singleton SES unit on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.